Hi, welcome back to Your Brain Uncovered. Today on this episode, we're going to be discussing what happens in our brain when we pay attention. So attention isn't just about, you know, what we focus on. It's also about what our brain filters out. Now there's this computational neuroscientist. His name is Mehdi Seidler. He kind of built or kind of hopes to build a computer model that can be used to treat ADHD and help people who have lost the ability, you know, to communicate. So most of what we're going to discuss today is actually his work and how he used certain brain imaging patterns to investigate, you know, how people try to focus. Now paying close attention to something is not that easy, right? It's kind of because our attention is being pulled in so many different directions at the same time. It's quite impressive if you try to stay focused on one thing. And now people think that attention is all about what we're focusing on, but it's also about what information, you know, your brain is trying to filter out. So there are two ways you direct your attention. First, there's the overt attention. And in overt, your eyes move towards something in order to pay attention to it. Then there's the covert attention. In covert, you pay attention to something but without moving your eyes. So think of driving for a second. Your overt attention, your direction of the eyes, are in the front, but that's your covert attention, which is, you know, constantly scanning the surrounding area where you don't actually have to look. Now, this computational neuroscientist, he worked on brain, you know, on this brain machine interface, and he was, you know, able to bring together the brain and the computer. So, yeah, obviously, brain patterns are very important for us because based on them we can build models for the computers, and based on these models computers can recognize how well our brain functions. So yeah, and if it doesn't, you know, function well, then these computers themselves can be used as, you know, assistive devices for therapies. So yeah, that's 101 computational neuroscience for you. But that also means something, because, you know, choosing the wrong patterns will most probably give you the wrong modules and therefore the wrong therapies. So yeah, okay, back to attention. In case of attention, the fact that we can shift our attention not only by our eyes but also by thinking, that makes covert attention a very interesting module for computers. So yeah, now so Professor Mehdi, he set up an experiment. In this experiment there were two flickering squares, one of them flickering at a slower rate than the other one. Depending on which of these flickers you're paying attention to, certain aspects of your brain will start, you know, resonating in the same rate as that flickering rate. So by analyzing your brain signals, they were able to track exactly what you were watching and what you were paying attention to. So to see what happens in your brain when you pay over attention, people are always asked to direct their attention into one square. In this case, not surprisingly, in the case of this experiment, they saw that the flickering squares appeared in their brain signals, which were coming back from, you know, their head, which is responsible for the processing of visual info. But it was very interesting to see when these participants were paying covert attention. So this time, Mehdi asked the people to look in the middle of the screen without moving their eyes, and to pay attention to either of these squares. When they did that, they saw that both of these flickering rates appeared in their brain signals, but interestingly, only one of them, which was paid attention to, had stronger signals. So why so? Okay, so the front part of your brain is responsible for higher cognitive functions, you know, as a human being. Now the frontal part, it seems that it works as a filter, trying to let info come in only from the right flicker that you're paying attention to, and trying to inhibit the info coming from the ignored one. This filtering ability of the brain is indeed a key for attention, which is missing in some people, such as ones suffering from ADHD. So a person with ADHD cannot inhibit these distractors, and that's why they can't focus for a long time on a single task. Now this professor came up with a proposition. So this person could play a specific computer game, which connects the brain to a computer, and it'll help, you know, to train the brain to inhibit such distractors. So yeah, now ADHD is just one example of what, you know, a cognitive brain machine interface can help us treat. Now, actually, there was my friend. She had a grandfather, and he had a stroke and completely lost his ability to speak. Now, he could understand everybody, but there was no way to respond, even not writing, because he was illiterate. So he just passed away in silence, and it was very tragic. Now, I remember thinking at that time, what if, you know, there was a computer which could speak for him? Now, yeah, now I can see this is obviously possible, but the sooner the better. Like, imagine if we can find brainwave patterns when people think about images or even letters. Like, the, you know, the letter A generates a different brainwave pattern than the letter B, and so on. So yeah, could a computer one day communicate for people who can't speak? What if a computer can help us maybe understand the thoughts of a person in a coma or in a locked-in syndrome? So we're not there yet, but pay very close attention, because we might be there anytime soon. Anyways, thank you so much for listening, and if you have any recommendations for, you know, topics to discuss, feel free to reach out to me. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.